Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Iowa unemployment rate inched up by 0.1% in August, the first increase in 7 months. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says the move is almost entirely related to students leaving their jobs and returning to school. The increase leaves the state's unemployment rate at 2.6%. Iowa gained 3,800 jobs in August, putting its workforce very near the number of jobs that were held here before the pandemic. The Great Akron Scarecrow Festival is ready to unfold tomorrow at the City Park. Colleen Westergaard Baker with the Akron Friendship and Service Club is one of the organizers of the event.
It'll be Saturday from 10 to 3. It's our 22nd annual Scarecrow Festival held in Akron. It's a group of 40 women who belong to the Friendship and Service Club of Akron. And we're a nonprofit organization, and we work to raise funds to give right back to our community. And this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Now, what's exciting is admission is free. You can just show up and enjoy everything that the festival has to offer right in the Akron City Park.
The Friendship Club is a support group for the community.
You know, we started out small. It was a good idea, and we tried it, and we had so much fun with it that we just kept doing it over and over again. And we found that people in Akron and Westfield communities really wanted a fall celebration. And this just seemed to fit the needs of the community. And we found that a little more that we added each year, we could raise more funds. And remember, all that funding goes right back into Akron and Westfield communities.
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, the events include a scarecrow decorating contest, homemade food and baked goods, kids' games and activities, a petting zoo, and dozens of craft vendors. Winners of the scarecrow judging take place in the afternoon, concluding with a scarecrow auction. Some of the entries can be seen today in the storefronts of Akron's downtown business district. Storm Lake Police are among 15 national recipients of the 2022 Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award. It is the highest U.S. government honor recognizing employers that support National Guard and Reserve employees. Becky Rohde is state chair of the Iowa Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. She says comments from the judges who chose the Storm Lake Police Department for the award cited its flexible scheduling, robust training, and support for Guard members before their deployments and after they returned. Iowa House Democrats say legalizing recreational marijuana is one of their key priorities ahead of the 2022 election. Other priorities are lowering costs for Iowans, protecting abortion access, and investing more in public schools. House Democratic Leader Jennifer Confers says those priorities are based on what the majority of Iowans support.
We have heard from Iowans, these are the things they want. These are the things that Democrats fight for, too. And so we want to make sure Iowans know where we stand, that we stand for pushing these.
While Democrats say this is what Iowans want, Republicans have had the majority in both houses of the Iowa legislature and even expanded it in the last elections. That means Democrats haven't been able to get any of their proposals passed. A former Sioux Falls police officer is admitting to trying to entice someone he believed was a child. Court records show 29-year-old Luke Schauer pled guilty to attempted enticement of a minor using the internet. Authorities say he sent explicit messages earlier this year to a federal undercover agent posing as a 12-year-old girl. Prosecutors dropped two other charges as part of the agreement. He is set to be sentenced in December. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.